Addicted to Speed. This is today's Biblical Alert. No, I'm not talking about fentanyl or some drug and not just race car speed, but don't you love a good race? Dallas Seavey just won the 2024 Iditarod Sled Dog Race over 1,000 miles to Nome, Alaska. He is a third generation musher who grew up in Alaska helping his dad, Mitch Seavey, train racing teams. I may give the bio on Dallas Seavey in a future Biblical Alert, but for now, understand this. Take note. The Iditarod is a lifestyle. In the mid-1990s, I was asked by a heartbroken Christian lady to visit her husband at his Iditarod training kennel. They were in the midst of a marriage crisis. I visited her husband, but sadly, they divorced. And he married a woman who, get this, a woman who happened to be an Iditarod racer herself. Hey, I grew up playing baseball and basketball. There's no hatred for sports here, but rather an understanding, listen to me, a spiritual understanding, a discernment of how sports can control a person's life and thinking. Have you ever played keepsies in marbles? How about pitching pennies? Seems a little benign, huh? I got hooked. All I could think about in school during the day was pitching those pennies. Rock music, alcohol, drugs, pornography, gambling, and sports are addictive. FanDuel, DraftKings, and Cherokee Gambling Plus, corrupt politicians like North Carolina's Roy Cooper Scooper know this. They don't care about men's souls. Covetousness is idolatry. We cannot serve both God and mammon. Pride is in on this sports addiction, gambling addiction, pride and lust, covetousness to get rich quick. The power, the consuming power of money, of things, of possessions, whatever possesses a man's mind, that's obvious. A lost individual. Hey, lost people don't get this, but read 1 Timothy 6, 9 through 10. They have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The church, Christian schools, preachers are hooked. The watchman on the wall is sounding out the warning. This is today's Biblical Alert.